Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore Ravens aren't the only team in the AFC North making moves, Jeremy. The Cincinnati Bengals did the same, along with the dance made the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, buddy. Everybody was like, hey, are you calling the Giants for one of their quarterbacks? They said, no, we want Joe Cool. Now, in that offense, if they had a good offensive line, I think this move might be a little bit better than what some people think. He's going to get killed behind that offensive line. He got Browning running for his life back there, throwing the ball to the other team. So we'll have to see what it looks like, but if I'm Jamar Chase and I'm T. Higgins, I'm smiling at least because I know this guy can get the ball from point A to point B. Yeah.
The Browns also send a 2026 sixth-round pick to the Bengals and receive a 2026 fifth-round pick. So six for fifth. So not a lot. Not a lot. Moving and shaking.
And Flacco's going to become – I think there's only been one other player in NFL history that's going to face – three teams one time in the same season. He's going to face his year. If he finishes his year, is going to be crazy because he's going to face the Packers twice and they just beat the Packers, you know. And then you get to face the Ravens three times because he played him with the Browns and now plays twice with the Bengals.
Yeah, Bengals haven't played him yet. Yeah,
that's right.
Do you think this is a move, Ed, because the Bengals think the AFC North is still winnable?
Yes, I do. Because it is. I think it's the weakest division in the NFL right now. And I think it's certainly open. And look, people say, I like Flacco. He's 40 years old. He can still throw. He's going to get murdered up there, but he can still throw. So it gives him a chance. They had, you know, they just didn't have a chance.
But even if you start giving him 3 and 5 step drops, he's good enough to drop back. And if you're running a quick pass play to Jamar Absolutely. Chase or T. Higgins, they need to do more.
He's a true veteran, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows the game. He's been around forever. Still got a rocket for an arm. So, yeah.
He's got some big tight ends to target. Both receivers are big targets.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And for Flacco, a guy that loves throwing that 50-50 ball, and he does it so well because he trusts his receivers, he's got two of the best to trust out there. So, look, I think it's great for Flacco. And it's this trade surprised me more than the Oway one because I'm going – Cincinnati's adding, but it's the same thing. You look at the division, you're going, well, who's out of it?
It's winnable.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, no one, I don't think anyone believes Pittsburgh is what their record suggests they are, although, you know, it's their reality now. I don't think anybody's afraid of them. Baltimore Ravens look wounded. And I think if the Ravens were a one-loss team, the Bengals wouldn't have the same mindset. The fact that the Ravens or one-win team, I think they'd be more afraid of the Ravens being in first place than they are the Steelers.
I think definitely, yeah. I look, you know, I think the Steelers are fraudulent, and that's just what it is right now. But, you know, it's early in the season. Right now they have a decent record, but I don't believe they're going to go anywhere. But I do think this move was made because the Bengals, look, you wouldn't pick up a 40-year-old quarterback and give up anything if you weren't trying to win. Because this is, you know, he's not your quarterback of the future. So until Burrow comes back, this is who it's going to be.
And at the same time, the Browns, how many times they have to play the Bengals? Have they played them yet?
The Browns? No, they haven't played them yet.
So you got to play them twice. So the team that's traded him is saying, we're not worried about him.
Yeah. Do you know, I mean, this division sucks so badly.
It's the New South.
It's worse. Only one team is over 500, and no team has a positive point differential. They all are in the negative.
Those teams suck.
It's incredible. All four teams are negative. It's
Tom,
bad.
Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I listen to you guys every morning because I think you guys got the best morning show.
Thank you, man.
Listen, I think the Ravens are going to finish 500 because of that offensive line and no running game and no pass rush. What do you guys think?
I think they'll finish. I'm hopeful, and I think they'll finish above 500. Yeah, I'm thinking like 9
17
and 8, 10
games
and 7.
Number one, you can't finish 500.
Right, yeah, that's true. So, I mean, I think they'll be 9 and 8, 10 and 7, something like that.
Come on, somebody stand up on that island. Say, how many losses they have? 4? 13 and 4. Call it now. Over. I'm not doing that. I do think they're going to be better than what people think. I don't know. It's so weird seeing this season. And as we were talking about the other day, I said I was so angry at the Ravens because we just dealt with this with the Orioles going, oh, no. We had two teams that we thought were going to make deep runs into the postseason.
And both of them decimated by injuries.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. If Lamar comes back, after the bye, win or lose, I think this team could still go 11-6. No worse than 10-7. I think they're a good football team still. But if their problems deeper than injuries, they won't go 11-6. They won't go 10-7. If the issues with this football team is more than just injuries, then I think they're doomed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.